Hi, friends. You've come to the right place for some inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Bill Warrick. He's a Christian Science practitioner from Melbourne, Australia.
About a year ago, I learned a lesson from a special plant that grows in our area of southern Australia. It's the world's largest fern, the tree fern. And this little plant can grow up to 45 feet tall. In my struggles to grow these big ferns, they didn't respond to special fertilizers, special sprinklers, or even expert advice. It turned out all that was needed was just an abundance of one thing, of water, fed right to the heart of the tree, which is at the top. It was almost simpler than I was willing to accept. Well, this little lesson reminded me of another lesson I learned recently with a dear friend. All of my efforts to make a deeper, sustained connection with this friend seemed to fall short into old and worn ruts. We seemed to have more movement up and down than forward. As I yearned to find a way forward, I began to appreciate more deeply that stability and trust were the true nature of the affection between us, because the only source of real love in the whole universe is God, who is infinite love itself. I felt more of the truth that all of us are really the spiritual expression of God, who is divine love. So loving is truly natural for us to express and feel. So I felt more led and able to open my heart to more of what God love was revealing and let more of this love shine through me. Then, during a pause in one of our conversations, a question came to me. I wonder if he really feels like I've listened to him. It was a gentle nudge and a true gift to me. Yes, I thought I was loving fairly well already, but I wasn't. And when I was really willing to listen to love, the answer and sweet correction came like rain washing the dust off of my car. The basis of our friendship shifted from that point and is now truly moving forward. Those big tree ferns showed me that I didn't need to try this approach or that angle or seek help from some expert. They just needed one simple thing, more water. Similarly, all this relationship really needed was one thing, my willingness to yield more to God as the source of living, active love and feel more trust, earnestness, and purity, more of love's presence. And then that friendship grew, and I grew.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.